Hello, friends. You're listening to Misdiagnosed, and I have taken my meds today. I hope you're all doing well and good today on this fine Sunday. This is my first podcast, and I'm unscripted, unedited, raw dogging it. So, hello. Good to meet you. I hope you all will reach out and let me know who you are in the comments and subscribe to me. I hate to sound so YouTube-ish, but it would help. It would help me with my direction and where I want to go with this, if you let me know if you like it or not. I have a lot to talk about, but the problem is I'm a very quiet person. I don't really talk much. I guess maybe I do. People might want to contest that. I don't record myself talking much. But this is where Anchor FM comes into play, because I can do this all from my phone and my home. This is what I enjoy. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I've been looking for. My whole life has led up to this point, I think. So anyway, here I am Sunday morning. My kids are at their grandmother's house. I've had a good weekend. My friend Sarah had a wedding reception last night, and I did pictures for her. We really enjoyed that. She's also my neighbor. We just connected recently through another neighbor that's already moved. It's a crazy situation. I'll have to tell y'all about that later. And my mother turned 60 this weekend. Happy birthday, Mom. I have a lot of issues with her, but I think we're on the mend, and hopefully I can continue to be the bigger person for myself and my inner child to forgive her as I move forward with her in our relationship. That's been a very, very hard journey for me, and I will talk more about that later as well. If there's anything specific you would like to talk about or be a guest on my show, please leave a comment and we will arrange that. I would love to talk to you about anything bothering you, or just something, just to talk as friends. I'm here for you. So a little about me. My name is Denise. I'm 38 years old. I'm married with two children that I school from home. Not homeschool. It's like a private virtual academy school through the public school. So I guess it wouldn't be private virtual academy. Well, you get the gist. I enjoy it. It works for our family. My children do well, and I love, love, love their teacher. She is just full of joy, and she's such a blessing to us. My children are 8 and 5, yes. Kindergarten and second grade. I have a great circle of friends. Most of my friends I've known for a very long time, 20 or more years. And I've been so fortunate to keep those friends throughout my life, throughout the different stages of myself in my life. I have borderline personality disorder, and that's hard for me because I believe that my anxiety leads me, and I start to think that no one likes me. I'm just a big old burden, and it's hard to explain, and it sucks to explain, because you just want to say, oh, no, you're not, you're fine. You know, but it's not that easy for me, because I do believe that I do start to believe all this negative shit that goes on. However, it's friends like them that remain a constant in my life to let me know they're not leaving. They'll always be a part of my life, and I'm so grateful for that. I like to play games. If you know any good games for the PC or phone, preferably just the PC, let me know. I'm always looking for a new game. I play cheesy games, though, like Luck Be a Landlord, Four Kings Casino, Fallout Shelter, yes. I'll even take it back to Roller Coaster Tycoon. Anything like that, though, that you know of, that you think I might like, leave it in the comments. I have a Steam account. And I don't use my Twitch account, but I do play on Steam every day. Social media. Yes, I have it. My name is Misdiagnosed on Instagram. And I also go as Pez Candy. That is my OG name. That is who I originated to be through late 90s. I would go to rave parties and take lunch boxes full of Pez Candy. You know, the little rolls of Pez Candy. And I had a huge collection of Pez Candy dispensers. And anyway, I coined the email Pez Candy. It was Princess Pez Candy. Then it was Pez Candy Doll. Then it was just Pez Candy. And now I try to get that name on anything I go to. That way I can remain constant on the internet as a person. But now I like going under Misdiagnosed for when I write or talk. It's hard for me just to come up with something to talk about because, like I said, I have BPD and I feel like I'm boring and blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't matter. This isn't for my friends. This is for whoever's listening. I just want to connect with new people. I know that in my life, I haven't met all the people I can love and care for. And I know that this is going to connect me with those people. So, okay, guys, I need help getting started. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you want to talk about. I've probably been through it. I probably can relate, and I probably can help you heal as well as help myself heal in some form or fashion. Thank you so much for your time. Talk to you soon.